Australian Federal Police have again abandoned attempts to try to reach the site of the downed Malaysian Airlines plane. A convoy of international observers, including Australian and Dutch inspectors, were forced to turn back just 30 kilometres from the crash site, and that was due to heavy fighting. Michael Bachukov from the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the inspectors should have been given access.
There should have been no question about our intentions, about our route, about our timing, and yet the safety situation kind of collapsed and we had to turn back.
Michael Bachukov there speaking to us a short time ago. Meanwhile, Ukraine says that flight recorders show an exploding rocket brought down the Malaysia Airlines plane. Kiev says the plane was destroyed by an explosive decompression caused by shrapnel. A spokesman says the UN High Commissioner has called for an immediate inquiry into that crash. The conflict in Gaza and southern Israel is intensifying despite pleas for a ceasefire. Explosions at a playground in Gaza City have reportedly killed 10 people, including 8 children. Meanwhile, Hamas has claimed responsibility for a mortar attack that killed 4 civilians in southern Israel. The Middle East's biggest airline says it will stop flying over Iraq because of the risk of missile attacks. Emirates says the decision follows the Malaysia Airlines disaster over Ukraine.